welcome back to Confidence and Coffee. Today we are going to be talking about body positivity and accepting our physical appearance. Not just accepting it, but loving it, and in learning to love it, how to take care of it. I'm your host, Ashley Henriot. You probably recognize me, or I would hope, from TikTok or Instagram or social media in general. I'm so honored that you are here in this community. Listen, this community is ever growing, and it's new, and it's something different in I'm learning to navigate, but you can help me with that when you leave a rating and a review. It is extremely helpful. And so if you had any encouragement or this episode today brought you any type of value, share that. Share it on social media, share it on our ratings and our reviews. It is extremely helpful. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. It is so important that we celebrate the uniqueness of our bodies. And in the culture that we live in today, that's extremely difficult to do. Amen. We need to embrace our bodies no matter the shape, no matter the size, or the imperfections. Because there are imperfections. We just need to learn to accept them. And then in accepting, we love them. In a society that often promotes unrealistic beauty standards, body positivity offers a counter narrative, right? One that celebrates the diversity of our different bodies, the body that God gave us in His image. And if we're not careful, these stereotypes that our society throws on us can be actually very harmful to us. And so we need to recognize that our bodies were created in Christ's image to be loved and cared for, and that beauty in that comes in all shapes and sizes and colors. There is no one type or one body size. It's all about what's in here, and that we make sure that our mission is that what's in here is shining throughout, not focusing on outside, because that's just a faulty foundation. As Christians, we're called to view ourselves and others through the lens of God's love and acceptance. Psalms 139:14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that includes every curve, every scar, every stretch mark, every imperfection. Body positivity isn't just about how we perceive our bodies. It's also about how we feel about ourselves as a whole. When we embrace body positivity, we cultivate a sense of self-confidence and worth that goes beyond physical appearance. Self-confidence isn't about being perfect or meeting society standards or maybe standards that you created in your own head. It's about owning who we are, flaws and all, and recognizing our inherent value as children of God. As Christians, our confidence comes from Christ. It comes from knowing that we are loved unconditionally by our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe. We don't need external validation or approval to feel worthy, because our worth is rooted in Christ and His love for us. So despite our best efforts to embrace body positivity, many of us, like myself, have still struggled with the negative outlook of how we look. Body dysmorphia is a real thing. My son came to me the other day because kids were making fun of him, and he said, "Mom, have you ever struggled with body image?" And I said, "Yeah, a lot of us have." And he said, "Mom," I said, "you're not fat. You're not." Because kids would call him that. And I'm like, "You're just handsome. And you're at an age right now that your body is growing." And so there was no lie. There was no fluffiness. I gave him an understanding of how his body works. And I said, "Your body is going to grow. You're going to grow tall into this solid weight that you are. So he has an understanding that I'm telling him the truth, but there's hope, and not just fluffing him up, because that's not validating at all. That's just fake fluffy stuff. And that's not what we're doing here when we talk about body image. We are noticing the imperfections and how they can make us uncomfortable, but we have to notice the truth to be able to live in the truth of who God created us to be. And that is in loving ourselves, loving everything about who we are, even the things we don't like. So what does that mean? It means that we need to cultivate a healthier relationship with our body. We need to look at it as us navigating a relationship. It's so essential to know that our worth isn't determined by appearance or the things that we have or the things that we do or what others think of us. We are valuable and loved because simply we are God's children, His creation, and nothing can take that away or change that. And I know that sounds easier said than done, but it's possible. It's possible for practically you to go and look in the mirror every single day and say, I am proud of that girl. I am proud of that guy. I am proud of you. Every day, imagine yourself as a young child. What would you want that young child to know that has these body image issues? It doesn't have to just be your own child, but it can be you as a child, because that's where ultimately it starts, right? It starts when we're young that we start to see and notice things about ourselves that we don't like, or when someone points something else out about us that they don't like, and then that's all we see. And so we need to go back to that younger child and tell them they are. Quick encouragement, lift you up in truth episode. I want to first talk about practical issues and how to embrace your body and do it in a positive and fostering self-confidence kind of way in our daily lives. First, practice self-love. Okay, that's a massage, a bath, a walk. You need to treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Okay, you need to validate yourself in what it is you want to do. What is that? Remind yourself, what are those hobbies that you like to do? Surround yourself with affirming messages and engage in activities that make you feel good about yourself. What are those? What does younger boy or girl wanted to do that they haven't done in a while because of how uncomfortable their bodies have made them felt? Let's overcome that. Secondly, challenge those negative thoughts. I always tell my clients, confront the lie to replace it with the truth. Go and confront the boogeyman in your closet and tell him he doesn't exist. We need to confront the beliefs about our body image, about how we see ourselves, our thought process. We need to replace them with truth, the positive affirmations, and focusing on your strengths and the things that you do love about yourself. And lastly, remember that body positivity, it's a journey. You're not going to get this in one day, probably not even in 1 week. It may take you 1 year, and that's okay. We're going to be kind to ourselves. This is a journey. It's not a destination, not till Jesus comes. So be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress. Every step forward, no matter how small. Thank you for joining me today on Confidence and Coffee, about embracing your body. I hope that you've been inspired by today's episode. I hope that you learn to love and accept yourself today, just as you are, and to embrace the beauty of your unique body. If you enjoyed today's episode, you know what I'm going to say. And if you don't, I'm saying it anyways. Leave a rating and a review. I'm going to be annoying about it because I'm not seeing any new ones and I love to read them. It is what motivates me to keep going personally, and that's just me being real with you. I want you, if you love today, not only leave a rating review, subscribe. Subscribe to a podcast where we talk about faith and self-love, where we have discussions about Christian values in today's world in a relevant way, in a practical and a tangible way. Remember to know that you're a gift from God, that you were born to live confidently, and there's hope. There's more resources out there for body image. I'll leave some of them down here in how to see yourself in the eyes of God. I love you, and I'll see you next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.